The contents of this podcast might refer to information that has changed since the moment of its recording. Follow us on Twitter at Project Noom to keep up with our latest updates.
Yeah, well, man, today, if you don't know, it's a special day. Man, it's just the beginning, really, tip of the spear, but it's a special day. We have officially the closed beta of the Noom Studio. Dun, 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 dun. Where's my sound effect?
Closed main net beta.
Yeah, it's the main net today.
Man, you guys, it's been a hell of a journey, man. Like, being here, I've been a part of the team for a long time. All of you guys have been a part of the team a long time, man. And just to be here to this point is such a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, buddy. Mainnet. We got to drop a track called Mainnet.
That's all
right. That's right. Write that down. Yeah. Add to our titles of tracks list we need to record.
Noted.
But yeah. The closed Mainnet beta. What does that mean exactly? It means we have a handful of select artists that are distributing and minting their stream tokens for streaming royalties on the main net. So on the Real Deal Cardano main net, the product is officially live. And then from there, the next stages are to slowly but surely white lists open up for more artists. So we'll start trickling artists in throughout December and then into early January, leading up to the floodgates opening up, and then any artist can just jump on. And the whole purpose of that is just so we can, you know, work out any of these mainnet kinks and bugs and things that need to be tweaked and get feedback and make it ready for the masses. But so far so good. We're already squashing bugs and tweaking things and fixing this and, you know, improving that, and feedback's rolling in. And believe it or not, Six City Jimmy is one of those select artists that is helping us do just that. He's putting out some music. Yes, sir. Claps all around.
Delivering
the feedback we need.
Six City definitely going to drop some good alpha on us on how it's been being one of the exclusive artists on the platform.
Yeah, man, this is like, man, it's interesting. If we go back to, I guess 2021, right, when the NFTs went crazy the first time around, there was so much excitement in, you know, me and Mikey specifically, we were just looking at music aspects. We weren't really, you know, going down the PFP NFT train so much. And it was just like a desert, you know. It just really wasn't much in the way of music NFT solutions. And along this journey, you know, we're seeing a lot of projects pop up, multiple chains, you know, successes, failures. You know, we've had Nas drop. You know, we've got all kinds of like mainstream interaction with this world, but still nothing popped yet, right? Still, even with all this opportunity, still nothing has popped that's brought the Web3 music to the mainstream. And I think we're on the tip of the spear, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and so the big thing that's happening here, for those that don't know what the Noom Studio is distribution, like a traditional distributor. But when the royalties come in, they're paid out in cryptocurrency, in Noom token. So that brings the royalties on to the blockchain. And then by fractionalizing the royalties into 100 million pieces, into 100 million of these stream tokens, whoever holds those stream tokens is able to claim the royalties. So the next part of this puzzle that we're building here is a marketplace that allows anyone to buy and sell those stream tokens. And that's kind of when the picture starts getting a lot fuller. And then what can be done with these royalties, what can be done with these stream tokens, allowing fans into your world. It's a whole new world that it opens up. And honestly, it's been done in drips and drabs with other operations, but no one's opened it up to the masses and opened it up to the public like a DistroKid would, did, you know, a Web3 version of that. So it is a big step. And, you know, there's a lot of tools that we planning on building and dreaming about building, and we're on our way now. This is the big, really the big first leap forward that sets up everything else and brings music and royalties on chain. So I'm stoked, man. I can't, it's been a long journey coming, a lot of product discussions, business discussions, lining up all the pieces to get to this point. And it's really where the hard work is just starting, but we got to sit back and enjoy this and have a toast a cocktail to this one. Cause it's a sigh of the relief just to make it to this point. So excited to be
celebrate
here.
The wins. Yeah,
exactly. For sure. You got to enjoy it.
Yes. It's a big win for the whole Cardano community, man, for the whole Web3 music community, but especially the Cardano community. For us to be here and to have made it this far through the bear market, you know, when a lot of projects have failed, when a lot of people haven't made it, a lot of people, you know, did it wrong. We're here. We're just getting started and ready to roll, man. And I'm very proud to be working with this team, and I know that this team is working very diligently to make this one of the best distribution platforms out there.
Oh yeah, bro. Yes, sir. Amen. Yeah. So we're gonna keep the conversation going for sure. We do have some information, you know, some alpha to drop on who some of the first artists in the community that's gonna be releasing music. And so we'll have some people. I see some people already interested in coming up and speaking. So we would definitely let y'all speak in a minute. But we're gonna drop a little alpha on who's like some of the first to utilize our Noom Studio. So who we got? I think we got a short list here.
There's names we all know and love from the community, because we gotta start with the Cardano community first.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Oh, that's not the drum roll I was looking for.
I like that. I was like a little.
Regular anticipation. All right.
Yeah, I like that. That was nice.
we got
Six City, and he's in the space. We're gonna have him come up and drop a few words. I have the list in front of me. We have the one and only Awesomest JL, that's also distributing some music and minting some music. Dude. Through the Noom Studio.
Yes, sir.
Andrew Donovan from the Listening Room, man. Andrew at NFT XLV, he was dropping bars, bro.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear what he puts out.
And then we also have La Petite Ada, who's been dipping her toes into the music world lately and really repping Noom hard. And we're excited about getting her her music out there for her.
Hey, and girl, La Petite. Yeah.
And then we also have the one and only, and we appreciate his support, Nito. Nito's dropping a track through the from Web2 into the Web3 world. Nito's putting out a track with us. So that's the initial short list, just to get things dialed in right, and then we're going to open up to all sorts of other artists, including the two gentlemen that are up here hosting the space with me.
Hell yeah.
They've been waiting for a while to put out music. Yeah. They asked today, they're like, when are we up? And
oh man,
Andrew, our CTO, yeah. I just said, you're next, you're coming.
Hell yeah, man. It's so exciting. Like, you know, and we got some, you know, little tricks up our sleeve. And if you've been following us for a while, we've been talking about it and how we can utilize, you know, the products. So we're trying out some things, and you know, hope y'all dig it. Hope it's a good example of what you can do. That's another thing we're finding, is a lot of artists are interested but don't exactly know how to utilize the tools. So For example, we're doing the Keep It 100 campaign. So when we drop a collectible in the store, in the record store, there's only 100 editions available. But from those editions, part of the utility is you get stream tokens. So that's one way that you could tie both products together straight out of the gate, you know? So look out for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yo, also, we just want to spread love to the community because all of you guys, especially like Ready Player One, but all of you guys, man, you guys have been here since this was all just talk. Shout out to my man, Lord Partlow. You know, a lot of you guys have been here since this was just all talk, and now we're here, you guys. Like, man, it's like reaching the top of a mountain, you know, but still, you got to also get back down the mountain, too, you know. So once you get to the top, that's just when the work just begun. But getting to the top, that's where we're at right now, man. And the community, you guys here, even though it's not a lot of you here, you're very important because we're going to change the world with what we're doing. And all it's going to take is for one of us to just utilize this tool properly and show all the other artists what it's capable of.
That's right. That's right. So I see my man Six City just jumped on stage. What's up? What's up? You want to say a little something to the people and let them know what you got coming and what you got going on as far as the product is concerned?
Hey, yeah. So I got to... Guess I don't want to give it all away, but man, I was using Noom Studio this morning, and I got to just being in the, you know, in the process. I've played around with it a little bit before, but getting into like what the artist actually is going to see is, dude, it's freaking awesome. Like, it's super easy to use. I got in, got my music uploaded, got the artwork uploaded, like all the forms are, I mean, they make it stupid simple. Like, anybody can go in and use it. And I've used DistroKid for a long time, and DistroKid was kind of a pain in the ass, but like everything from just getting a song in, you know, entering the proper data, making sure that the royalty splits are set properly. Like, everything is super intuitive, easy to use, like no hiccups whatsoever. It just, we got in, got it working. It looks beautiful. I got my song minted. I have my release date set. So I'm super excited to just like get in and make it, you know, like I have a whole bunch of stuff on DistroKid that I don't want to have to pay $40 a year to keep it up there forever when I can just do a one-time deal. And I think that's why for me, like Noom is going to be like, it just makes sense. And, you know, for, obviously, I get to talk to a ton of musicians in Web3 and Web2, and like I don't see how you go about using something like DistroKid ever again when this tool was just so goddamn easy. I know I sound like a fucking maxi, but Jesus Christ, it was nice.
That was just a commercial, you know. You had a quick one. We should have recorded that. It's a little quick sound.
We did, man. We got to cut. We got to cut that up,
man. Yeah, right. Got to cut that up, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can only imagine how, you know, the simplicity too. Like that's another thing that's really exciting. Like having a hand in, you know, as an artist, being able to say like, no, this is what we're looking for when we use these products, right? Because to Jimmy's point, some of these products that we're using weren't really created by artists. So they just saw, you know, the profit end of this and built, you know, clunky tools that we're forced to be using because there's not a lot of alternatives. So, you know, this was built with artists in mind, with the things that we always needed these other products to have, right? So shout out to Jimmy for noticing right away the ease of use, because that's definitely was the goal, is to make it very user-centric and user-friendly.
Yeah, just a second, that's kind of where the Noom team kind of shines with building this product, just because some of us here are artists on the Noom team, and have worked in the music and music tech before. Some are just, you know, top level developers that have built consumer products for very big brands like Nike and stuff like that. Some people are just product design people that have worked on huge products, and everyone in between, marketing and copywriting and all these things that come together that go into this product and then supporting it once it's out in the world and even leading up to it. So it's definitely proud of this team for putting in a lot of long time and long hours for very little pay to get at this point, to this point, and ship it out into the world and continue iterating on it. Really, really cool. Very cool experience to be a part of. I'm a startup guy, veteran startup kind of background. And there was other people like that here, and some people had never been in a startup before. And it was cool, man. It was exciting. A very positive team and very, very fun team to work with, and everyone buying into the vision and the goal. And it shows in the product, shows in the work, shows in the vibe we're giving off, hopefully. And, you know, just excited to get people and other artists' hands on this thing and get their feedback, man. It's pretty cool shipping a baby into the world like this, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
I got it also. Man, I also got to co-sign the big shout out to the team, man, because the team, you know, everyone has, there's so many people with so many different expertise, but one thing all of us have in common is that we're passionate about artists winning. And the team works so well together. Like, we're like a dream team. And just the additions that come on as well, they're like the perfect additions to the mission that we're trying to achieve. So big shout out to the whole team, man. Especially our guy Ryan and Flo, you know, the leaders of the pack. Can't forget Tizzy as well, because, you know, she's behind the scenes, but she's definitely up there running the show as well. But big love to them, man, because this team is just remarkable, and this is my first startup in the crypto space. You know, my other than that, you know, my startups are with working with Abyss Beats. You know, me and him have Mood Swings Music. We do our thing, and just being a part of this, man, it's one of the greatest achievements of my life, and I do not say that lightly.
Let's go. Yeah, we got somebody in the audience that's been really eager to come up.
Really be slamming that request button, man. I got to hear what
this guy has. Let's go, man. I can't wait to hear what this guy has to
say. How do we get him up here? Request, man. Okay.
He's been requesting.
Yeah, he's taking it away, man.
Flash, let's go.
Let's go, brother. What you got to say?
Hey, guys. Bills. Can y'all hear me all right?
I hear you. Yes.
Congrats on the launch. I've been following y'all for a long time.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, bro. Appreciate your support.
Just wanted to say, might expand your audience a little bit more. Cardano subreddit has about almost 700,000 followers, and now you can do AMAs on there. So I don't know if you guys want to request to do an AMA to kind of drop and share. And one thing that's great about the Reddit is that it's searchable. So people looking for Cardano music, how do I get going? That kind of thing comes up right on top usually. So just wanted to throw that out there for y'all. And again, congrats.
Thank you, man. Yeah. DM me that link, man. I'd love to get on that and spread the gospel.
Will do.
Appreciate you.
You see what I'm saying? Like, shout out to you, bro. He was so eager to come up and share that information. You know what I mean? Like, he's not trying to take from the situation at all. He's eager to contribute and help to
some alpha.
You know what I mean? Like, that's hard, man. Shout out to you, bro. Appreciate it.
Shout out to you, man. Truly appreciate you for that. For real, man. That's a real player move. You know, in a world full of haters, you did a player move. And we love you for that. Thank you, sir.
Cheers.
Oh yeah, man. Anybody else want to come up, man, and share, you know, their experience or what your plans are? Like, I really would like to to hear what the community has to say about this, and how you got involved with Cardano, Noom, you know, what you're planning to do with the product and the whole nine, you know what I mean? So anybody interested, you know, don't be shy. Let's chop it. You know, your boy gets
Hey, we're excited, man.
Yeah, no, I don't mind talking in circles about this one. There's some other things going on though that are just some housekeeping. Record Store 2.0 is coming as well. We're knee deep in that right now, designing and pushing out the second version of that, which I know these guys are stoked about, especially Six City. That's his baby. In partnership with Noom and Maker. So that's pretty cool. That's coming. And the other thing that's coming is the app for music NFT playback, a media player for music NFTs. That's looking like early next year as well. So which goes hand in hand with the record store. So if music NFTs are your thing, or, you know, distribution to streaming music are your thing, we the ecosystem is starting to look more and more like an ecosystem every day. You know, there's the pieces are falling into place, and before you know it, it's going to be a whole Noomiverse of music tools for artists to win with. And that's the goal, for more artists to win and decentralize this industry as much as possible.
That's right.
So right now, I think it's a battle of who's going to be the first to come up with one of these viral tracks with the Noom platform. I think that's really what the battle is going to be between all the artists, because the first person to create a viral track with this new distribution, they're going to be like, they etched themselves in stone. As an artist, I see that as a perfect opportunity, and that's something that I personally am going to be aiming for. But I just hope other artists are doing the same, aiming to blow whatever track up that you're dropping with streaming tokens and showing the world what we're capable of.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good point, Mike. It's like someone's going to put out a track that just catches fire and everyone's listening to it, and then the next thing they're going to say is, oh yeah, by the way, you can go get a piece of this thing. Here's the link. Here's where you can get it. And then, man, that's that spotlight is going to draw a lot of attention to what Noom's doing. And then hopefully a lot more artists jump on and learn about the tools and start using them themselves. So if it's not Mood Swings Music, it's that gets that track that catches fire, it's going to be someone else. But hopefully it's Mood Swings Music, you know?
I'm pretty biased, so I think it will be us. It's going to be us or something out of Six City. I don't know. Six City is he's pretty hardcore, man. He just dropped some new stuff on YouTube, and I loved it, man. And I'm usually just a hip-hop guy, but he got me on my grunge vibes, so shout out to him. So we're going to see, man. It's a battle of the genres.
Chill a little bit, but you know, that Bigger Dreams, that still got some tokens sitting out there. You know what I mean? The first ever stream token record still has tokens available. Hint, hint. Might need to see what happens with that. Get a collector.
There can only be a first, right? There can only be one first.
Right? It's literally Noom 00, you know?
That's right, man. There's only one Bitcoin, and there's only one Bigger Dreams.
That's right.
Not financial advice. Anything we say tonight is not financial advice, by the way.
Never financial advice.
But I will say the studio is a good look, man. And just and keep in mind too, like, you know, this does also open the doors for people that are not artists. It's a big deal, man.
Yeah, I like to use the analogy. You know what I like to use the analogy that everyone really understands? Is back is like when you put a CD player.
So it's not just for artists. This is like literally a revolutionary tool for anyone who loves music. And I would imagine that's everybody, right? So
to do so, it is whitelisted right now. We'll be opening the floodgates in the coming weeks, if not month. And you can sign up. What was the URL? I think we got to pin the tweet there, but I believe it's noom.io/artists is where you can sign up for the pre-launch. Again, open on mainnet right now, but to a closed whitelist until we open the floodgates completely up. Go to noom.io/artists to sign up, though. And if you want to distribute music, the pricing is very, very reasonable, comparable to what you would normally find in a Web2 distribution situation. It's $9.99 to distribute a track to over 130 plus streaming and digital download stores worldwide. In addition to $9.99, there is a 2 ADA mint fee, and that is what creates the fractionalized stream tokens. And you can add collaborators to that. Any collaborator that you add, though, is 1.3 ADA, because you have to, in order to send them stream tokens, you have to send a little ADA with it, which is how it works on Cardano until they introduce that whole thing about Babel fees. But really, it's $10 to distribute a track, one-time fee, not every year, not every month. It's a one-time fee. We will be eventually introducing subscription models. So, you know, X amount of tracks you can distribute in an X amount of period or a year or whatever it is. But right now it's just a one-time fee for a one-time distribution, and keeping it real, real simple, real, real clean. And yeah, so very comparable to the other Web2 distributors out there. We wanted it to be so, and just a little bit of ADA just to mint everything and get your royalties funneling in through the blockchain.
Exciting times, man.
Yes, that is very hype. I love it. Like I said, I think about it and it's like, well, how long do I want to have my music, you know, available for people to listen? And the answer is like forever. That's like legacy type stuff. And, you know, I pay DistroKid a ton. And it's like, now I don't have to worry about this anymore. It's like, it's all taken care of. And, you know, I can monitor my income way better this way. And I can do a lot more with this. So like, if I want to share these stream tokens, like one of the things that I set up is, once we get the stream tokens for this, is I have this set up through a distribution with Drip Drops. And that's kind of one of the things I wanted to be able to do to like show people how easy it is to get this stuff moving. So it's, I don't know, it's revolutionary. I love it.
Yeah. And right now it's like, it's these infrastructural. Go ahead, Mitch, go ahead.
Oh, my bad. It's a little delay. I was just going to ask him to elaborate on that a little bit, like on the Drip Drops aspect. Like what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So, you know, for everyone, you know, anyone who's listening, who's in, you know, into Cardano, like, you know, you can go to Drip Drops every 5 days, every epoch, and claim a bunch of fungible tokens. Well, because the Noom Stream tokens are fungible tokens too, as part of a, I guess, thank you to the community and thank you to Noom for, you know, getting me kind of in on this, I am going to be releasing a percentage of my streaming royalty tokens free to the Cardano community through Drip Drops. So everyone will be able to claim a little piece of that. So normally, if you want stream tokens, you have to either be an artist and release your stream tokens, keep your stream tokens, or sell those stream tokens. But with this, as kind of a way to show people like truly how awesome this process is, I'm going to be giving a bundle of tokens away to every single person who can claim them in the epoch.
Wow. That's, yeah, look at that. Dude, right out of the gate, like right out of the gate, like, crazy utility that I for sure hadn't thought of. So, you know, we'll leave it up to Sick City to come up with something like that. But, you know, just the ingenuity that's coming is just, man, like you said, it's revolutionary. That's exciting, though, bro. I love it.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time. But unless Adam has a question for me specifically, I do need to run. I am hungry, and my wife wants to watch a movie. So we're about to do that.
Do your thing, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, we appreciate you, Jimmy. Go Netflix and chill, buddy. We love you.
That's what I'm hoping for. See ya.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fire right there. I mean, that's one utility that it depends on how you look at it. That could be a marketing play. That could be a give back to your fans, give back to the community play. I mean, there's different ways to think about that right there. I know Mood Swings, y'all had the Keep It 100 campaign where whoever bought the music NFT is going to get some of the stream tokens airdropped or claimable. Then you got Jimmy that's just kind of promoting it out there. Then you got artists that'll be selling it. You could add collaborators too. I know Donketsu, you know, they have a lot of their fans involved in their creative process where they could fractionalize to their fans that then can participate in the royalties. And this is just like level one functionality. Like we have, this is just buying and selling and claiming and token gating, which is all good stuff. I mean, we haven't even got to what I think we should coin music DeFi, which is you could start using your royalties and your stream tokens in smart contracts, financing against them, creating loans, advances against them, using them as collateral. Like there's all sorts of stuff you can get into once you start bringing in, you know, lending and borrowing protocols and you know, then you start taking things to a whole nother level where you're actually, you know, not figuratively replacing a label, you're literally replacing a record label and you're, you know, crowdsourcing. And so if you don't want to sell your stream tokens, well, maybe you just take out an advance against your stream tokens and pay back the advance and the stream tokens are released back to you. So you could have artists and crypto whales and fans and different people helping fund your records in that sense. So again, we're creating infrastructure level components right now, and then we start building all the fun products on top of those things that make this the landscape of what you can do with these stream tokens start to really, really flourish, you know. So a lot on the horizon that we're excited to get to.
Man, well said, man. That's the level of ingenuity that I'd like to see too. And I think too, you know, it begs to say you still as an artist have to have the leverage, right? You have to have the audience and the demand in streams in order to take out loans against you. You know what I mean? Like you still have to be an artist. And that's also, I think, the exciting part about it as well. Like you said, you are functioning as the business and the stream tokens are your economics, so to speak, or, you know, the value of your brand, of your label, and you could leverage those any way you want. And, you know, like to Sick City's point, it's like a charity donation, right? He's literally offering his tokens to the community for free, but it's, you know, it dubs as a marketing initiative. It spreads his music, it spreads his brand. You know, if he could later come up with some type of contest or game to incentivize, you know, purchasing or, you know, getting some type of VIP. If you hold a certain amount of those stream tokens, you can itemize it by song. You know, if you have this particular song stream token, you get access to this. I mean, there's just endless possibilities, man. Exciting.
Yeah, and we welcome community ideas too. If the community has ideas of what can be done with these streaming tokens, you know, please feel free to let us know so that we can spread that knowledge out to these artists so that they can utilize it I know that dancers for sure can utilize these streaming tokens in some sort of way. There's so many things, though, like Abyss was saying. And this is just such a powerful tool for artists. And I really just, I'm just here to see what everyone decides to do, what they can do with it. It's going to be so amazing. Like, what? Such exciting times, man.
The future is here. That's on Web3.
Hey, it looks like Dominating Slash keeps requesting to talk.
I know. He keeps requesting. He's taking
a lot
away.
Of game on us. Do you got some more game you want to drop on us, or what's going on?
I hit it twice to request access. I don't know why it keeps doing it. I'm going to drop down. Okay. I'll drop back in.
No, I mean, did you have anything you wanted to say? You're more than welcome. I thought you couldn't
speak.
Yeah,
we're open to get him.
Yeah, I tried to let him in a few times, but it didn't work. So, oh, he looked like he went down, so he's good. Yeah, man. All right, what else we got, fellas?
Yeah, well, hey. You know, hey. Launch day. A nice, smooth day. So far, so good. And we're coming up on an hour. It looks like we don't got any more questions. We always try to get the community involved, let you guys voice your concerns, voice your opinions, of course. And, yeah, we're here for that. We're here to educate you. And right now is just the beginning of a wonderful time. And we're coming up on the end of this space. If we don't got anyone else who wants to come up and share any of their thoughts on our release...
Hold up. We got the homie Lord A wanting to come up and say something.
There you go.
Stage.
Shout out to Lord A. Let's go.
What's good, man? What you got to say?
Hello. People? Can you hear me? Testing. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, excellent. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, wherever you are, wherever you might be. I have a question for the art team. Talking about the fractionalized rights of the music, the question I have is, has anybody thrown this out as far as when we go to mint? Because I was part of the beta and utilizing, you know, the split royalties and everything. Can they add in an optional, like, I want to call it a tithe because that's kind of the idea I'm getting here. Like when you do the Noon token, the stream tokens, like it's an optional thing that the artist can donate, say like 1-3% of the tokens directly to a Noon wallet for like treasury purposes. That way it's like giving back to the people who helped us get to the community. And that way it'll always feed that treasury.
Yes, there actually is. I'm glad that you said that, man. That is a wonderful question that is very powerful. So thank you for asking that. Noom is also trying to build something like a catalyst fund within Noom for artists specifically. And it will involve that. Like the artists will be able to donate Noom tokens. And Adam, can you help me out here?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think what he was saying is a different idea that's pretty cool, where like when you distribute your tracks, you would, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm trying to interpret what you're saying there. When you distribute your tracks and you mint and fractionalize them, that a portion of those stream tokens are donated to a wallet that then generates, you know, whatever royalties are claimable via those tokens in that wallet. And then that contributes to an artist fund or some other type of charitable contribution, I guess you would call it. Is that what you mean?
Spot on, actually.
Did you see that happening already, or is that an idea you had?
It was something that popped in my head when Jimmy was up there talking about utilizing the API on, or Drip Drops just came out with their distribution API for instant rewards, you know, for, you know, helping out the people. Right. But since he's talking about giving out all of the tokens. And then I remember Nito did that for his, right? After the mint, all of the ones that he had, he just gave to the community. So yeah. I was like, okay, during the mint process, can we donate something directly, just like you said, for a artist community fund, or even just to help fund, you know, research and development for Noom itself, because you all built it for the artists, so they're giving back so you can build more for them to use later, type of thing, you know?
Man, that is fire, dude. I think
a marketing treasury, maybe, that they could say, hey, look at us, so there you go.
Okay. I'm writing this down as you speak. This is why we do spaces and communicate with the community, because gems like this are dropped, man.
Diamonds, baby, diamonds. Yeah.
See, that's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, that wallet will just generate royalties that come in, and maybe, you know, if you hold the Noom token, then you can vote on proposals of what that money goes to and how much. You know what I mean? Which, again, as we were saying, it's like almost like a mini little catalyst thing kind of going on. That's awesome, man. I appreciate you contributing that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, yeah, especially, I mean, like you said, from a marketing perspective, that's usually the delta for artists, right? So like you said, maybe you could, if you're a holder of Noom, you can vote on where those marketing funds, what artists get pushed to the top for, you know, marketing efforts on the platform or whatnot. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's awesome. We do have a couple ideas for artist funds that we're working on that we'll be talking more about in the next version of the white paper that's coming out, hopefully sooner than later. We're in copy editing right now. But one was basically pretty wild idea, which is we would create, like, it would start with one stake pool, and anyone that delegates to the stake pool, instead of earning ADA, they would earn stream tokens that the artists that are putting forth proposals for that stake pool would be allocating a portion of those stream tokens to the delegators. So instead of earning ADA, the artists earn the ADA, and the delegators earn stream tokens for the tracks that they're looking to release. So you're helping fund, you know, artists to make music, get paid to make music and release music, and for delegating to that stake pool, you earn a little piece of that release income, royalties, streaming income royalties that are generated. And if it's successful with one stake pool, well, then there's no reason why you can't have multiple pools and multiple stake pools that are generating funds for artists to record music or for other things, even if there's a way to control, you know, through the tokenization of those royalties, what they're doing. That was one concept we were working on. As another way to do an artist fund. And we have a couple others in the works. But yeah, these are definitely things we're thinking about. And again, this is where you get into music DeFi, music royalties, and all the DeFi stuff that comes along with it, which is what happens when you tokenize these assets, when you tokenize income streams and royalties and so on and so forth, and the music rights. You start opening up the possibilities to do this stuff. And stuff like this is just never been done before. There's crowdsourcing and all that type of stuff, but it's always like, you know, you got to trust some middleman company and that is incentivized to make a bunch of money off of it. Like, that's the whole beauty of Web3, where you're trusting, you know, protocol that can be verified and audited and et cetera, et cetera. And the thing lives out there and does what it's supposed to do, instead of some middleman company that wants their percentage. You know, let's not forget, Noom is a non-for-profit organization. Eventually it'll be a full DAO, and the Noom token will be the governance for everything. And that's how you decentralize the music industry. One big chunky component at a time. Even if the individual components are not fully decentralized, it's who's putting them in place, who's voting on everything and how that's all controlled. And that's the ultimate, you know, pie in the sky dream we're all trying to get to with this thing, where it just kind of lives and self-serves, much like Cardano, you know, much like the vision of Cardano is trying to do. But thank you, Lord, for that, that gem, man. That is, as Mikey said, a diamond. We're gonna think about that and come back to you on more info with that.
So, but Adam, yeah, just real quick on that. So, you know, I agree, and I love the way you like word things, because it's still, you know, on the level of, you know, crypto speak, if you will, but it's still legible. You know, it's digestible. So, thank you for kind of breaking things down like that. I just wanted to ask you, like, to your point about there really not being anything out there like this. To earlier, I said that, you know, there's a lot of music, Web3 projects out there right now on various chains. What do you see that is so revolutionary about this versus those other projects? Because there's that, you know, what, in that sense, we're not first to, you know, do royalty splits or, you know, stream splits or whatnot. So what makes this so special to you?
Well, the most obvious component, there's a few, but the most obvious one is that it's soon to be open to anyone. A lot of the other platforms that are doing royalty split type stuff are gatekept to artists that they feel justify the income being generated from their royalties to then offer it to people they, you know, that to fans or investors in that sense. So that is the most obvious thing. Now, I understand why they're doing that, because, you know, it's like the old sales and business talk, like they'd rather go after big fish than, you know, one giant whale artist than go after 100,000 small artists. And I get that. Right. But how do you become one of those gigantic artists if you don't have the tools that the big artists have? And what do the big artists have? They have made it to that point where, you know, they have a team behind them, whether it's a record label, a management company, a marketing firm, an agency, or all of the above. But someone's got to open up all these tools to the guy just starting out that wants to build his way to that point or wherever he wants to get to. And that's, like, again, the most obvious thing. Let's get these tools. Technology, you know, computers, you used to have to be a millionaire to have a computer. Now anyone can go buy a computer and it's in your pocket. Let's do the same thing with music and music financing. And, you know, and this is what social media has done. This is what, you know, distribution platforms have done. Like, let's level the playing field and give everyone the tools to get to that point. Now, you still got to put the work in. Your music still has to be good, or at least good to someone that wants to listen to it. Like, there's no shortcuts in this. Like, you still have to put the work in, but you should have the tools to be able to have no excuses. Let's put it that way, to get to where you want to go. That's really the biggest thing. And I know there's other platforms and other, you know, service providers out there that are trying to, you know, work their way from the top down and get to that point. We kind of took the other approach. We're working from, you know, I won't say the bottom up, but we're working from opening the gates to everyone, whether you're a big artist, a small artist, or anyone in between. And that's a really, really big thing. The other differentiating component is what I was speaking to just a minute ago, which is literally trying to decentralize as much of this stuff as possible. That's one of the big reasons we built on Cardano, is because we all believe in the vision that Cardano is trying to achieve. They haven't gotten there just yet, but they got, you know, 3,000 stake pools, decentralized this thing. They're working on SIP 1694 to have a governance layer. They're not VC backed and funded. And although we suffer somewhat because of that, we all believe the end goal is more important than the short-term prosperity and VC pump and dump, and everyone makes a bunch of money and moves on to the next thing. And again, I'm not saying it's the wrong way, but is not the vision we've all bought into. We all said decentralization, security, and access for all first and foremost. And if it's not decentralized and it has the other two things, we don't care. And that's the approach that Noom has taken as well. So a lot of these other platforms, they do not care anything about decentralization. Now, I'm not saying artists care about that completely, or maybe they don't know they care about that. But we're actually trying to positively impact an industry, and we believe decentralization is a big component of that. So artists are just trying to make more money, reach more fans, et cetera, et cetera. And in one sense, I totally understand and respect that. But if you want the greater good for all long term, then I think it's key to decentralize as much of this infrastructure that you can, because your generation of artists will benefit, the next generation of artists will benefit from it. And so again, what Cardano is trying to do, that's what Noom is trying to do, and in a sense for one specific industry. So I think those are the two biggest things that are really different from some of the other players that are, you know, operating in this space right now.
Wow. Yeah, man. Thank you, man. That was awesome. I think the most impactful thing you said is where the artists don't realize that they need it, you know, and that's where we're at. Like, that's why the use cases will be so important, to paint that picture, right? So they could see how much of the music business is business, and that they have to learn that side and, you know, get out of that creative silo at some point. And now it's like, here, we're leveling the playing field. Now you have all the tools that the major labels have. Go, you know, do what you will. You literally have no excuse now. You can monetize, you could create your own charity. You could, you know, I mean, you could leverage your natural God-given talent to literally fund your business, the future potential revenue of your business, you know, no financial advice. Right. So yeah, man, that was very well said, very eloquently said, man.
Definitely was, man. I really loved how Adam wrapped that up, man. I always love having Adam come up here and drop his knowledge, because he thinks on a different level for the music industry and for the future of the music industry. So shout out to Adam, man. Thank you very much for that.
Triple OG.
And shout out to everybody here, man. Shout out to everybody here. You know, we're coming up on an hour. And of course, we always want to be respectful to everybody's time. You know, it's been a wonderful conversation. If we want to keep the conversation going, we can definitely do that. But, you know, out of respect, you know, we got people all over the world, different coasts, things like that, children, wives, you know how it goes. So we could begin to wrap this up. Or we could keep it going. You guys, the ball is in your court. Let me know.
We got a quiet bunch today, man. We just appreciate y'all for coming out. Yeah. Super excited about the drop today. And, you know, look out for what's coming. Like we said, it's just the first layer, if you will. You know, being able to release to the DSPs as well as personalized. There's more coming. You know, we got the marketplace coming later on in 24. So, you know, just lots of innovative music, Web3 music products that are actually RealFi, that are actually usable in the real world and that generate revenue. So exciting times, man.
Very exciting times. And we're going to begin to wrap it up. You know, all you wonderful people here, we truly appreciate you guys. We're very thankful for you being here with us. Remember how important you are. Always come give your feedback and let us know how we can improve. But other than that, we're going to wrap it up. This is your main man, Mikey Mota MC. Very thankful for all of your time. Very thankful for all of you here in our community, in the Noom community, in the Cardano community, in the Web3 music community. We got nothing but love for you guys. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up for myself. I'm going to go ahead and eat dinner and join my family. And I hope you guys go do something very contributing to your personal energy when you leave this space. Whether it's sleep, dinner, watching something you enjoy, just replenish yourself, because that's what I'm going to do. And I just want to send that energy out to all of you. Big love from your main man, Mikey Mota MC.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate everyone coming through. Just want to say thank you for everyone coming through. A lot more to look forward to. A lot more coming. If you want to sign up, noom.io/artists. For the artists out there, if you know one, send them our way and tell them to get in touch, and we'll talk them through what this thing is all about and why it matters. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good one. Peace.